Hello, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is the Friends with Friends podcast, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. I am joined by my friend, Jason is back.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be back. I missed you guys. I missed our friends' conversations, but I'm ready to go.
Yay. And Vanessa?
Hi, I'm Vanessa Martinez, the newbie in the group. Discovered it during quarantine, but I'm well on my way to Friends fandom.
Yes, and I am the biggest Friends fan. I actually just got gifted some Friends socks for my birthday, which is on Saturday. And then it matches my friend's hat and a new friend's sweatshirt that I got from my sister for my birthday.
You and need a closet for this attire.
Oh my gosh. And I got a friend's like pencil mug. No, literally, I have so much stuff and I'm all here for it. I love it. And that's how big of a Friends fan I am. So I'm good. I love it. But for today's episode, we are going to talk about the 67th episode, the one with the tiny t-shirt. Written by our friend Adam Chase, who we already spoken to, interviewed. This is season 3, episode 19. It premiered on March 27th, 1997, with 23.7 million viewers. Vanessa, want to give us a quick plot overview?
I'm on it. So this time, Monica has continued to date Pete. Mark asks Rachel out on a date, and she returns Ross his stuff, including the iconic Frankie Says Relax shirt. Joey starts to like someone who doesn't really like him back.
Okay, Jason, since we haven't spoken to you or gone over like what has happened since, you know, they broke up, now that she's going to date Mark, I mean, what's your take on what has transpired since we last spoke to you?
Well, I mean, Ross is still stuck till the end of the episode. At least in this episode, he gets, I feel like he is beginning to move on by the end. You know, him taking the t-shirt back, that was pretty, I thought that was pretty mean. And then, but when he put it on, it was very funny.
Yes. So Ross of him to like have those kind of mannerisms while he's like delivering that line, you know, the way he kind of like puts it on and kind of shimmies a bit. I thought it was hilarious.
The shirt, yeah, it was way too small, but he's, I get he's struggling, and him watching them through the peephole was very funny.
Yes,
he watching did. Through the peephole was very funny. It was, you know, he's very jealous of Mark, which, you know, you can understand. Mark's a very handsome guy. He and Rachel have a, you know, kind of a thing because they're in the same business, the same. But she's not into him.
No, totally not into him. And that's the thing too. It's like when he asks her out on the date, like, I like that she was able to recognize that she kind of feels guilty because she knows that Mark was part of the reason, the jealousy, that why they broke up. So I like that she acknowledges that and that they acknowledge it, and she's just not gonna like be a mean girl, because she's not, and go on a date with him and think nothing of it. So it is interesting though, like how Mark is always just so willing. It's funny. So he's like, we can get over him right here on this couch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's nice to see Rachel try and move on. She's definitely being the mature one out of this whole thing. Ross just needs to grow up and try to get over it as best he can, because she's moving on, and so does he. He has to move on.
So when he gives the t-shirt back at the end, I thought that was a good sign. You know, you're like proud of Ross for that, and you know, that's a good thing. I do feel bad for poor Gunther, though.
Yeah. he's still not going to, like, it's the continued joke throughout the whole entire series.
He wants to ask her out so badly, and he just can't do it. And then Mark comes in and asks her out immediately and just breaks his heart.
I know. I thought that was so funny. I like the way they keep playing around with Gunther in that sense, because there is other times in the series where it's like Gunther was going to do something and then somebody else does it. And then, you know, again, he's like, well, there goes my chance. It's a funny play on like how they keep doing that with him.
I wonder, I mean, it'd be nice if she gave him a chance, but I think she has yet to realize that he likes her, right?
Just like Ross, but you know. That's a different storyline.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. And what's funny, so this shirt, Frankie Says Relax, I Googled. I was like, I wonder, you know, like, it was a shirt before. It was on Friends. But then when I Googled, it's the French shirt Frankie says relax. Like, it is known now for that.
So where did that shirt come from, Frankie says relax?
It's that song, isn't that? Frankie says relax, don't do it. Dun, 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 dun,
Frankie Goes to Hollywood is the name of the band, and the song was called Relax.
Ah, okay. I wasn't sure. I know that that's the song that's for the movie.
Huh?
Is that the song that's for the movie?
It's in a couple of movies, I think. Okay. I don't think it's done for the movie. The band is called Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Okay.
And the song is called Relax.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
I know that song.
Relax. Don't do it.
I think that's what it's from.
Okay. That's what I thought too. They use that song in Zoolander, Vanessa, to keep it current.
So you said in what?
Zoolander. When Ben Stiller's walking down. Yeah, and he gets hypnotized by it.
Yeah. I definitely recognize the song.
Yeah. It's just called a song. So
no, the name of the band.
Yeah, I didn't know the name of the band either. I didn't know there was a movie for it.
Do you think here's the thing with the box. Do you think it was too soon for Rachel to give back Ross's things?
No. I can relate to this because my friend dated this guy for 10 years. And right when they broke up for the last time, I packed up the stuff, put it in a box, and I put it in the garage because it was long distance. We weren't able to give it to him. But she's like, you know, you don't want the stuff around. You don't want to be reminded of it. So I think get it out, get rid of it. You're done. But that's me.
Well, yeah, but I also don't know why you necessarily need to give it back. I mean, especially the dinosaur coffee mug. Why can't that just go into the rotation in Monica's kitchen?
Or like just put it in a box and put it away somewhere, you know, so that like you can kind of look back at this time and be nostalgic, you know. But I guess maybe because they do see each other pretty often that they can actually give it back to each other.
They had something going on. Like maybe she should have kept something. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. He gave her back the shirt. And I love that he gave her back the shirt because it kind of alludes to, can there be more between them? You know, like it kind of gives you hope that there's still something there because the way she holds it and like, you know, she holds it dear to her heart. And so I think.
Well, because it's soft.
But it's
she even said that's her sleeping shirt.
You're so practical, Vanessa. Vanessa,
but the meaning behind it is just so sweet. I think that's why it became such a quote unquote iconic friend thing, is because it gives you hope that there's something more that can happen between them. And it's that continued storyline that it's always the back and forth that, you know, the writers have told us about. So I loved the ending. It was my favorite part of this episode. It was just that last scene.
I agree. It does give you that kind of sweetness, mm-hmm. and she appreciates it, and you can tell that she, you know, she kind of has a smile on her face. So I thought it was a very sweet ending too.
Yeah,
she can sleep comfortably now.
Yeah, I mean, we all have those sleep shirts that we like that are just like our favorite. You know, I have those. I'm sure you have them, Vanessa.
Jason. Yeah,
you know, so. It's like the pajamas we keep returning to because we're like, oh, I don't just wear this one again.
And then, I mean, what do you guys think of Monica's deal with Pete?
I think it's fun. Like, I think it's good to give her somebody that, like, because she's been dating these, like, really handsome. I mean, Pete's cute, too. But, like, she's been dating these, like, people who haven't been there for her. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't seen her, except for Richard, but, like, the other ones, the other one-off daters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of them have been there like Pete has, except for her relationship with Richard. So I like it. I like him.
I mean, I guess it's true, but, I mean, she told, like, he asked her, like, you know, what's wrong? And she told him, she was honest about it. She says, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he's like, just wait, you know? Just hold on. And that's pretty confident for a guy.
And he's a billionaire, so he has to be confident in the business world. So this transpires into his love life, I guess, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, if anybody were to tell you like, "Oh, I'm not attracted to you," I mean, you would feel like not confident.
Yeah.
You would feel confident in yourself.
But the fact that he is, I would think actually makes him more attractive.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly, because confidence is so attractive on a man, and the fact that he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting after he leaves and she's in the apartment and she goes, you know, if they're either too young or too old, what's wrong with me? Is this part of Monica just not being able to be happy? Why does she, you know, she's with the really young guy, then she's with Richard.
Yeah.
And, you know, now she's with someone she's not attracted to. Is she self-sabotaging? You wonder.
Yeah.
Just waiting for something, the right one to come along.
Yeah. And it's good that she's realizing that too. And Pete's still around, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but I mean, like Jason said, the fact that she numbers her mugs too, she has a lot to offer a guy. She's very well organized.
I don't number my mugs, by the way.
No.
It's funny. She has a lot to offer.
That is funny. I do like in the beginning of the episode, he talks about computers and voice recognition. And now, you know, 25 years later, we actually are talking to our devices. And
yes.
We have Alexis and Alexa.
I know. It's so funny. Every time I'm in my car, because I can be like, hey, Siri, play Lady Gaga. And I think to myself every time I'm just driving and talking. I don't even have to say anything. I just say it. I don't have to press a command. I'm like, this is so weird. It's so strange.
The robot will be able to wash your car, like he said.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the Roomba who's able to vacuum for you.
That's true. That is true.
Does Roomba take voice commands?
I don't think so. I think you just turn it on and it does the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's he sees the world. That's what billionaire, millionaire like minds do. They see the world just like beyond what is happening in front of them.
I mean, there's a certain amount of truth to it too. Mm-hmm. Who knew? Friends knew.
Who knew?
Adam Chase knew.
I know, right? Our pal Adam Chase.
Yeah. But
I like him for her. He's confident. She kind of needs that in order to feel like safe. So I
think it'll last.
The fact that she already said she told him I'm unattracted to you, like the attraction has to be there in a relationship.
I think men like him though like the chase.
Of course.
Right.
This is a generous sexist generalization, but yes, all men, there's a certain sense of men liking the chase in the woman, you know, and it's silly. I hate the game, but I mean, players gotta play.
Yeah, and I mean,
really powerful, wealthy men like the chase.
Yes.
Yes. So. They'll just give you a $20,000 tip and they get you right where they want you.
All right. Speaking of the chase, let's talk about Joey and Kate when we get back. Let's take a quick break and we'll see how Joey deals with a taste of his own medicine.
Hilarious.
Be right back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, and we are back. So speaking of the chase, what did you guys think of Joey and Kate? Joey meets Kate. Kate doesn't like him. It's the first time Joey's ever experiencing this. I like that he's getting a taste of his own medicine.
She recognizes him from the infomercial and immediately judges him for that. Hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, she seems a little full of herself as well. You know, she's like an actor, like went to Yale, you know, acting school and all that. But I like that. They're finally like, Joey has always been kind of the womanizer, and now he's feeling the opposite end of that. And I like that they're doing that with his character.
Yeah, I feel like Kate, she's kind of similar to Pete, where she's like very confident in herself. And I feel like typically, yeah, like you said, we don't see a lot of those confident people. Mm-hmm. So he is getting a taste of his medicine, but she's also dating the director.
The weird director.
Yes.
Which is a little bit of a stereotype, but the leading lady's dating the director is weird.
Yeah. But it works out for people. Julia Roberts, Danny Motor, wasn't he a director? Like, they're still married, you know? I hear these relationships. They're an artiste level of connection. Yeah.
Well, I think it ramps up. We'll talk more about this in the next episode. So the relationship definitely continues to grow. But it is fun that he is a woman who doesn't fall for his charms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And isn't this the first time we're actually seeing Joey actually really like somebody? I want to say it is.
I think so, like actively pursuing. I feel like the other times he might have just been pursuing them just to pursue them.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he's definitely.
He liked Ursula though, didn't he?
He did. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Ursula.
Oh, my gosh. He did like Ursula. Yes. And but yes. So this is the second kind of relationship that we see him in.
This ain't gonna last either once the play's over.
No, I mean,
this is a definitely workplace romance. Very short-lived.
You see. We'll see. I know both of these relationships. That's all I can say is you'll see.
No,
but.
I mean, I don't know. But speaking of Chandler, his apartment, I saw that they have an etch-a-sketch on the wall.
Yes.
And I think Chandler's bored in this episode.
I know, bored, and because he's not part of the threads, you know.
Right, there's nothing for him to do. He's just kind of hanging around. He's playing, you know, dueling lounge chairs by himself. Yes. Then he finally gets Phoebe to play along. I do love their conversation about Spider-Man versus Spider-Man and why it's Goldman, not Goldman.
Yeah.
Well, that's not his last name. It's not.
It's such a mindless conversation. It's so funny because you do have those moments where you realize things. What? Oh yeah, totally. Like, you have those kind of conversations with your pals.
It's perfect for Chandler and Phoebe to have this conversation, and then they started, and then hours later they're finished. They started Monica's apartment, and hours or days later, they're still having this conversation in Chandler's apartment. It's hilarious in the lounge chairs facing each other.
Yeah, what would Goldman's superhero be? You know, is it turn everything to gold? Yeah, I love that. And then, oh, what if everything's already gold? Then he's his done his job.
Yeah.
It was cute. But yeah, Phoebe doesn't really have any other plot line in this either. But they're the comic relief as always. And I like their little, maybe that's their little thread is the Goldman Spider-Man.
Yeah. I feel like this episode didn't have any big developments per se. Yeah. Aside from the fact that Monica wasn't attracted to Pete, and then Joey started dating someone, he starts pursuing someone, but it's still very fresh.
Yeah.
I think the main thing was is kind of like bookending Ross and Rachel. They're done. They're moving on. This is a sweet little thing he did for her with the shirt, and I think that's it. Like, because in the last we saw them, you know, have the tension on the way to the ski trip, and so. Now that the tension is kind of like, you can't put us in the middle. Okay, cool. Now what's gonna happen? And then this is bookending it. So that's the main part of the episode. Didn't move anything along, though.
Yeah.
Some closure in their evolution of their relationship. Not necessarily closure, but some evolution of their relationship for sure.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys have any favorite lines?
Mine was just from Chandler, his funny jokes. And I wonder how many hours they thought of these jokes when, you know, Joey gets his big part and he's dancing. And it's like, Gloria Stefan was right. The rhythm is going to get you. Like,
I actually wrote that down as my favorite line, too.
The rhythm is going to get you. I love Gloria Stefan. I remember she's just like my childhood. Me and my mom would listen to her, and my mom would sing that. The rhythm is gonna get you. Okay, mom.
Yeah, this episode I didn't really have a favorite line, but maybe the next one I will.
Yeah. And then again, another Chandler line. You didn't just break up. And he's like, it's been 3 weeks. You slept with someone the day after you broke up. Bullets have left guns slower. Like.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Moving on. Let's see what happens with the big play.
Right? Yep. Another episode to go. So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Monica inherits a dollhouse and Joey's relationship with his co-star heats up. So if you like this episode, please subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast on Instagram, and we'll see what happens with Dollhouse next.
Can't wait.
Bye. Bye.